Luke chapter 6, a well-known portion of Scripture for many. Going to look at it a little bit different this morning here. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. Luke 6:46. It's also in Matthew, but we're going to be looking at it here in Luke, about the man that built his house upon the rock, the man that built his house upon the sand. Something struck me about this and come to my mind about this. We're going to see something here about this story here. Question: if you had to choose where you were going to be sleeping at tonight, if you was going to be sleeping on the beach on the sand or on a big rock over there by the beach, if you had it wasn't a matter of location, the places are side by side. It wasn't a matter if one had bedding and one didn't have bedding, and one had a pillow, one didn't have a pillow. They both are identical except for one is a big old bed of sand and one is a big old flat rock. Which one would you sleep on? In Luke chapter 6, verse 46. "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which buildeth a house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the streams beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation buildeth an house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Dear Jesus, we just thank you for these great stories that you gave us. God, let us apply them to our lives today. Let them be a part of our life as we serve you. God, I just ask for wisdom, clearance, and understanding, and the words that you want me to bring forth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember one time many years ago, I preached on this in Boys Junior Church many years ago. And I used as a comparison for them the story of the three little pigs. Remember that story of the three little pigs? They all went off into the world to find their fame and fortune and set up their homes and their families. And these little three pigs go off into the woods. Well, they're all going to have their own place and their own house, and these little three pigs are hopping and skipping and going on down the road. And one of them finds a man that has a big old wagon of straw. And so he makes a deal with him, buys the straw. "I'm going to build me a house out of straw. This ought to be easy to do." So he stops right there and finds him a nice little soft place and sticks a straw in the ground, builds him a house. Going along a little further, and a little second little pig comes along and sees a guy selling sticks. Not logs, just sticks. Remember the story? Makes a deal. Builds him a house out of sticks. The third pig, he doesn't like any of those things. He doesn't like any of that stuff. So he goes on down the road and down the road, and he finds a man with a bunch of bricks. So he makes a deal and buys those bricks. Well, pig one and pig two, they're all done. They already got their houses done. Didn't take them no time at all. And they come over there and watch the third little pig, and they just make all kinds of fun of him and laugh at him. Ah, you're crazy. You're out here working hard and sweating and getting tired. And it's going to take you days and days and days to build a house like that. We're already done. Come on over. We're going to have a party. Come on. We're already done. Come on. They don't. He doesn't, does he? Well, we know the story. The big bad wolf comes, huh? The little old big bad wolf comes up and he knocks on the first pig's little straw house. Let me in, let me in, little pig, let me in. What's a pig say? Not by the hair of my chitty chin chin, you're not coming in my house, huh? And what's the wolf say? He says, I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. So he gets back, and he huffs, and he puffs, and he blows. And what happens to the straw house? It's just poof, gone. So the pigs, the wolf is ready for his meal. He's going to have pig that day. Well, the little pig, he takes off running and he runs to his friend's house, a house of sticks. Same thing happens, huh? Big bad wolf comes up. Let me in, little pig, let me in. Let me in, little piggy, piggy pig. Now there's two of you, more to eat. Let me in, let me in. No, huh? Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins. We're not going to let you in our house. You got the straw house, but now you've come to the stick house. We will not let you in. Well, I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. And he does. So the two little pigs take off, and they run to the third pig's house, the brick house. Let me in, piggy pigs, let me in. No. He says, well, I got rid of the straw house. I got rid of the stick house. I'm going to get rid of this brick house too. And he backs up and he huffs and he puffs and he blows. And he blows. And he blows. And he can't get in. So what's he do? He goes up on the roof and going to fall, go down the chimney, huh? Well, the third pig's a smart pig. So he gets a pot of water, puts it on the fireplace. And the wolf comes in, jumps down the chimney and falls in the pot of boiling water. Well, you couldn't very well have a chimney in a straw house or a stick house, huh? Well, why did the first two little pigs build their house out of straw and one out of sticks? It was the easiest way. It was the quickest way and the cheapest way. They didn't want to put out the effort to build a good home. All they wanted was something quick and easy and be done with it. So they could go on with their life, whatever that was doing, whatever pigs do. You see, in our story that Jesus tells us here, why do you say, Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Those that listen to what I say is like someone that digs down deep. Dug deep. Here in Luke, it talks about the earth. In Matthew, it talks about sand. Remember, we gave the scenario, the question at the beginning. If you was going to have to pick a place to sleep. I don't go camping too much. First few times I went camping, I didn't matter about having an air mattress. Now it does. Our grandchildren, they just lay on the living room floor and sleep for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon. I'll sleep all night there on the living room floor, just as happy as they can be on the floor. I can't do that. If I was going to have to sleep somewhere and I had a choice between a big old flat rock and the sand, I think I'd lay on the sand. Be a lot more comfortable. Because that's what's comfortable. Sometimes what's comfortable is not the best. We have to be willing to get out of our comfort zone. We have to be willing to dig down deep through all of that comfortable stuff. And what did he find to build his home upon? A rock. Well, we know that refers to Jesus Christ. He's called the rock. He is called the one that we stand upon. He is called the one that we build upon. This in verse 46 and verse 47 is what this is based upon. You call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say. That's what we call a hypocrite. Now, if you do it, you're like a man that built a house and digged deep. It's a lot of work to build a home. It's a lot of work to build something that's going to last and be worthwhile and going to be stable and going to stand and going to last. It's a lot of work. A lot of digging deep. And how do they dig deep? By applying what you hear. That's what he's talking about, isn't it? You call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Verse 49, and he that heareth and do not, digging deep sounds easy. Just listen and do. But it's not. It's hard work to listen to what God says, to listen to what the Word of God says, to listen to what Jesus tells us to do, to listen to how Jesus tells us that we're supposed to run our finances, to listen to Jesus how we're supposed to run our home, to listen to Jesus how we're supposed to respect our husband or wife, listen to Jesus how we're supposed to discipline our children and raise our children, listen to Jesus on how we're supposed to worship, listen to Jesus on how we're supposed to pray, listen to Jesus on how we're supposed to study our Bible, listen to Jesus how we're supposed to act in the workplace, listen to Jesus and how we're supposed to live our life every day. It's listening. Then doing. Have you ever tried to give somebody advice and they don't listen? And they go off and it doesn't work, huh? Doesn't work. They're not taking the advice. They're not listening. You put forth the effort to help them, to give them some good advice. Maybe you've done it before. Maybe you've been there before. Maybe you can help them with something. But they don't listen. Or they might listen, but they don't apply it. Why? They're not willing to dig down deep into their own life and make their own life uncomfortable and get out of the sand and stand up on the rock. Now, why did the man build his house upon the rock? So that it would have a solid foundation. In Corinthians, it says there's no other foundation except Jesus Christ that we can build upon. There's nothing else to build upon. You look at digging and you look at deep in the Bible, there's all kinds of references to digging down and digging in deep and getting in to see what God says. I'm having this problem with my children. What do I need to do? What's God say? Well, I don't know. I'm having this problem at work. I don't know. What's it say? I'm having a problem at school. I'm having a problem with my parents. I'm having a problem with my finances. I'm having a problem with my wife. I'm having a problem with my husband. I'm having a problem with my brother, my sister, whatever. What does God say? We have to get out of our comfort zone. I went to the beach with my son out in Virginia one time, I think, when he was still in the Navy. Took us out to the beach. New experience for me. But there was these little bugs, crabs or something, little bee things, I don't know what they were, crawling around in the sand. Then he got on me. And they weren't ants. They were bigger than ants. I don't know what they were, little bugs. And they weren't real friendly. You know, after that experience, I think I'll sleep on the rock and not the sand. It looks all smooth and even. I don't know how. I'm generally pretty good with motion sickness. I don't have any trouble. As long as I'm not an Uncle Cliff's. A couple of things there I can ride. A couple of things I just, no way. I can't do that anymore. Airplanes, riding in the back seat, heights, all that doesn't bother me. Well, we're standing there on the beach, and the water's coming up, It's kind of pulling over your ankles there, and you're standing there, And you're looking out there at the water, and it's all beautiful, and then you start feeling. I'm getting deeper in the sand here. I'm just standing there, and I'm getting deeper in the sand. And I look down, and the water's coming up, and I'm not moving. But where I'm standing is moving. And my stomach goes, ooh. Kind of get a little queasy in the stomach. That's what motion sickness is, What you see with your eyes and what you're feeling is two different things. It makes you sick. Well, what was happening was every time the water would come in, it was washing the sand out from underneath my feet. And I was getting deeper into the sand and deeper into the sand. And then the sand was just kind of coming up over my feet. And I was sinking. I was sinking in the sand. And I look down there, and my foundation is moving. The water is moving. And my stomach doesn't like that. As long as I looked out there, it was okay. But as long as I looked right where I was standing, it didn't feel good. It wasn't comfortable. I didn't like that way, the way my stomach was feeling. So what did I do? Stay there and throw up? No. I moved. I moved. I got out of there. Well, listen, folks, that's just common sense, right? That's what Jesus is saying. Your foundation is not solid. Your foundation is caving in around you. You're getting deeper and deeper into it. And you're not looking at where you're standing. You're not looking at what you're standing on. You're looking out there at all the good, pretty stuff. You're not looking where you're at. You're not looking at what's going on. You're not looking and being honest with reality. It feels a little uncomfortable, but I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right here in this sinking sand. It takes effort to pluck your feet up out of that muck in the mire and get up out of there and get on a solid foundation. When he dug deep and he kept digging until he hit a rock so he could build his house. Home building never stops. Building a house, you get to a point of finish and then you maybe have to maintain it. But every home building is a constant job. Building a home is always work. Building a home, you're always digging through the soft stuff down to the solid. And until you reach a rock, you will keep digging. Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the stone that was set there and the builders rejected it. Until we stand in the presence of Jesus Christ in heaven, we will be working to maintain a home. You will be working to maintain your life. You will be working to maintain your Christian example as a child of God. It will never stop. It is always work. There is no retirement in the Lord's army. There is no retirement from God's work. There is no retirement because you don't get to a point where you don't need to learn anything anymore. You never get to a point where you know it all. You never get to a point where you don't need prayer. You never get to a point where you don't need Bible study. You never get to a point where you don't need to confess your sins. You never get to a point where you can say, I'm done. Now, when you breathe your last breath and you stand in the front of Jesus and you receive your glorified body worthy to walk the streets of gold, then you can say, I'm done. Then you will be standing in the presence of the rock, Jesus Christ. But until you can dig deep enough, you need to keep working. When you dig a hole, you gotta keep throwing the dirt out. Comes back in. Caves back in, fills back in sometime. It's work. It is comfortable in the sand. But we have to get out of our comfort zone and put some effort in. Have to put some energy into it. You have to make a commitment. You have to say, I am going to go to church. Not if something else comes up better. I will be there. I'm going. I am going to read my Bible every morning. I'm going to read my Bible every afternoon. And if you have some lunchtime where you're alone, that's another good time to read your Bible. Well, I don't know what I'm reading. Well, read it anyway. Ask God to help you. Get a dictionary. Look at it. Oh, I got up too late this morning. I don't have time to pray. Man, that's just opening yourself up for getting caught in the quicksand. Why did you not get up early enough? Stay up too late the night before? Seems like Saturday nights, people stay up all night. Not always, but some people. So they can't get out of bed on Sunday morning. Well, I was just at church Sunday morning. I don't need to come Sunday night. Wednesday, I'm just too tired. It's work. Have to get out of your comfort zone. Well, my program's on. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of the sand. Climb in that rock. Climb up on that rock. You walk in the sand. Feels good on your feet. But you sink. And you sink. Dig past all the soft and easy ways. Down deep. In Daniel it says he revealed the deep and secret things to Daniel. Because he dug deep with God. In Corinthians, it says, but God hath revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Ephesians, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You don't know what God's promised you because you never even looked to see what He had for you. God wants you to be happy. God wants your joy to be full. God wants you to stand for Him. God wants you to take a stand for who you are, where you stand, what you do, what you believe, and not be all wishy-washy standing in the loose sand that's seeking in around your feet and you're getting lower and lower and lower. Sand is always moving. And when you stand on it, you're never going to be stable. You're never going to be stable. Or you might be comfortable, but you're never going to be stable. It's not easy being a Christian. It's work. You know, lots of times sin's easy. It's an easy thing to get involved in, easy thing to do. Easy thing to just let you just take you over. But if you ever stop moving, it's going to close you in. Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to take a stand for Jesus? Are you willing to buck the system? Are you willing to make a stand in your home with your family, with your children? Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Except during Little League. No. What he said, is it? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you're the head of the house, that is your responsibility to make sure that it happens in your home. That is your responsibility as the head of that house. It is your responsibility to make sure that happens. If you're not, then you need to get out of your comfort zone. And says, I will be at church Sunday night. I don't care who's having a party or whatever. I don't care what's happening. I will be there. Because I am going to dig down deep. Because I guarantee you from the Word of God that the big bad wolf is going to come knocking on your door. And he's going to come knocking on your door and he's going to say, let me in. Let me in. He's going to come. He will come. This isn't about if the storm comes. It says when the storm came. The storm came on both houses. One built upon the rock, the storm came. One built upon the sand, the storm came. The storms will come. The big bad wolf will show up. And he will do everything he can within his power to huff and to puff and to blow out your home. To blow your home down. To destroy your home. He will do anything he can to do it. That is a promise from God's Word. If you're not in a storm, or if you haven't been in a storm, there will be a storm. And if there is not a foundation, as it says here, the ruin of that house was great. When a home falls, it is always a great disaster. The home is being attacked from every angle around this world today. From the media, from the courts, from the schools, from family members. The home is being attacked. God had the home before he had a church. He had Adam and Eve. He's attacking the homes. He's attacking the church through the homes. He's attacking the government through the homes. He's attacking the economy through the homes. He's attacking so many things through the homes. There is an attack. You must have a solid foundation. You must have a solid foundation in your soul. It will fall if you don't. If you're not digging down deep, if you're not claiming the promises of God, if you're not living by God's designs and plans, if your home is built upon the designs of God, or is your home built off of some book you read somewhere? How is your home built and designed and run? By God's way? Or what you think? If there's not a foundation, it will fall. It cannot stand without a foundation. It will fall. That's what God says. You are not an exception. You must dig down deep with Jesus. I have a solid foundation. Because you're going to need it. You will need it. Where do you find that foundation? Jesus Christ. First, He's your Savior. Second, He's your Lord, your boss, your helper, your guide, your light, your water, your bread, your clothes, your breath. He's everything to you. And He loves you. And He'll help you. He won't help your house stand if it's built out of straw or sticks. Because the design is bad. He'll help the design that's good. Because then He's got something to work with. You got a house of straw, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. You got a house of sticks, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. Or to start over. Well, you start with Jesus. He's the rock. You have to admit that the straw don't work. You have to admit that the sticks don't work. You have to admit that Jesus is the only way. Sometimes you just got to count your losses and move on. Because it just can't be fixed. That straw house could not be fixed. The house of sticks could not be fixed. There was nothing there to work with. You got to have Jesus. So you got something to work with. And not what somebody tells you that Jesus says. You see it for yourself what Jesus says. Somebody tells you that, well, where's that in the Bible? And you look at it. If it don't make sense, then it don't make sense. When the common sense makes plain sense, seek no other sense, lest you get nonsense. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to have a time of invitation. We're going to see what God wants to do in your life, in your own personal life. What does God want to do in your life? Do you have a solid foundation? Well, I'm saved. Okay. Then you got something to work with. Do you have a solid foundation in your home? Well, maybe you need to start doing a little digging. Dear Jesus, we just thank You for what You've given us. God, we just thank You for the wonderful words in Your Bible. God, we thank you for the just the plain, simple examples that you give us. And God, we ask that there's one here that's not saved, that today will be their day that they ask Jesus to be their Savior. And God, if there's some here that need to get their home built upon the solid rock, that they'll make a commitment to you to start digging deep and laying on that foundation. That they'll be willing to get out of their comfort zone. We ask for this in the name of Jesus.